And so you are discriminating against properties that you know full well to be at market value and properties you know full well not to be at their value or even within 70% of their value. And that was your appraiser's words.
Sir, may I interject that we've done Hollister here in Hollister?
The trying and getting them there is not the same. You use an appraisal system called Beacon. That's a very, very easy program to use. It's very easy to make those kinds of adjustments.
It's
a mass appraisal system.
Beacon is not
I know software really well.
Hold on. Beacon is not the appraiser system.
Okay, so what is their system? What is the actual system, and who provides it to you?
Just answer that question.
Ulrich, out of Nixa.
It's what?
Ulrich. It's an appraisal system.
Okay. So that's one of the few that I'm not familiar with. I own part of a software company before. I retired 5 years ago. I still own a big chunk of it. Tyler Technologies, it's worth somewhere around $22 billion. So I'm pretty familiar with software. All I know is your system, if she knows she's not within 70%, she probably better well adjust everything in the city of Branson and get them there. But we're definitely discriminated against down there. So that only takes a few keystrokes. I just want to point out that
he is in the Hollister School District, and we did finish Hollister.
Okay.
So even though it's called Branson Cove, he's in the Hollister School District, and we started with them. So in his groupings, he should be equal with everybody else.
In the Hollister, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're in Hollister, but it doesn't matter. Our county taxes, your county levy is county what? What you ask for to provide your county services is countywide. Your school districts are on top of that. As if we were in the city limits, we'd be on top of that. That's all. They're all components of the tax levy. Your fire district, what they ask for is on top of that. Your ambulance district. You know, I know taxation real well.
Sir,
I've been a county tax collector for 10 years.
Okay.
Sir, the county does not have a tax levy.
The county tax levy is zero. Yeah. These are all by school districts here in Taney County.
I'm not paying a levy for fire protection? I'm not paying for ambulance? I'm not paying for the sheriff?
You are within the district you're in.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Please, I hope you appreciate that I want to let you say what you want to say. We're on the record, and I want you to say or vent or whatever you want to do for purposes of your property here, and we certainly appreciate you owning in Taney County. So I just don't want this to spiral into some sort of argumentative thing between you and the assessor. I appreciate the facts that you presented, and I want to know if the panel has any questions. Yes, nothing argumentative.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, and I want to point out to you, we have opened up everything we possibly can to make this transparent to you. We've even added some things on the Beacon where you can check your price per square foot versus your neighbors, where you can check the price of land. And also, this coordinates now with the collector's office where you can look up all the receipts and valuations in past years. Again, nobody wants to hide anything or do anything unfair in the county, but we do struggle in technology, and we are trying very hard to do our best.
And here's what I've got to, I just want to make a comment about that. You've got a grading factor in your program that has the finishes exterior based, that has the rest of the development that this house is sitting in rated it a C+, and you took a broad brush, just like you did on the lane, and you applied that C+ rating uniformly across all these things. Our houses have no exterior stone finish. They have no exterior stone pillars. They have no exterior cedar. They have no exterior roof line. They have no, there's no two-tone fronts. The only thing different is the color of the front door on the whole house, on all 10 of those houses, mine included. There's no way that they have the curb appeal. There's no way they should be rated the same as everything else in that development. And I know because I own one right across the street that, that should be rated higher than what this house is. And my son-in-law owns several of those other houses that should be rated higher than a C. You know, if they're rated C+. These houses aren't C+ houses. They are very generic. I'm not going to say they are nice houses. They're new houses. They're fresh houses. They work at the price point we paid and at, they used to work at the price point we paid. They don't do so well right now. And that's why those other houses aren't selling.
Yeah, there's a lot of competition in the market right now.
Well, there always has been. We knew there was competition down there. You know, I do stuff at Panama City Beach. I do stuff down around Galveston. I do stuff across the country.
Understood.
So, I mean there's always competition. That's always a factor in any investor's mind.
Sure. I guess.
There's a lot of people pulling out of Bragg's and Cove Development right now and taking their money to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And there's going to be a wave of this. There's going to be a wave. I'm going to tell you. There's going to be a wave of money flooding out of Payne County and Stone County.
Well, and here's
these things.
I understand. I understand what you're talking about.
That's going to be hard on you.
Okay, hold on. I want to emphasize something to you again. We're a citizen board taking tax appeals with certain guidelines we have to follow. The stuff you're talking about, I mean, we've had these same arguments for several years. This is something you guys need to talk to your legislator about. If the tax is too high or you don't like the way something's being classified, those kinds of things, those are things that, you know, you're going to need to talk to a legislator about there. But, I mean, we're looking at this from the standpoint of, one, is your value in excess of, if your value, your appraised value that the assessor has in excess of market value. We don't believe that it is in these cases with the properties, and we've looked at this whole row that you guys, and I understand you only own a few of them. And then is there a discriminatory basis for the appeal? We ruled on that already on that issue, you're right. You had a call. I apologize, I thought he was also talking for you at the time, or I tried to call you yesterday, although we were pretty running an hour and a half late yesterday. So I wanted to give you that opportunity to talk to us as well about this. So is there any questions? Do you have anything else you want to say?
I do.
Okay,
We didn't appeal these on valuation.
I understand these discrimination.
We appealed it on discrimination because our property isn't the same as other properties. We did appeal on classification, which I understand that's a legislative issue that's been ongoing down in Missouri for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
There is a, you know, your legislature, just like you suggest, I talked to them, you know, if you guys talk to them, you know, whatever they rule is going to change a lot of this. But I bought a residential lot. I applied for residential building permits, or my builder applied for residential building permits. The property passed a residential inspection by Taney County. It passed commercial inspection. Everything about that was treated as a residence.
I understand.
And lo and behold,
zoning is different than taxation. So.
Yeah, and then a year and a half after the fact, with no opportunity to defend why it's a residence, the appraisals came out commercial. I mean, there wasn't any, as far as I know, there was no notice given, and we bought lots in Branson Cove. Because of your zoning, it allowed for what you call nightly rentals. None of our homes are really technically nightly rentals. We don't rent them for a single night like a hotel does.
Oh.
Okay.
But what I'm going to say is we never were given an opportunity to come in and defend or talk to any proposed classification change by Taney County that I'm aware of. And I keep paperwork like no other. So if you mailed anything out...
Well, here a couple things. One is on your appeal, you did put classification. So, I mean, with respect to the classification issue, the assessor's office, like several other assessor's offices in the state, believes that all nightly rental properties should be 100% commercial. We have modified, I mean, we as a board felt that there should be a break on the first one, and that's why we do what we do in this county. And we apply that equally to all people who own rental property. But as to the discrimination appeal part of on this particular property, do you have anything else that you want to address with the board before on this issue?
Well, I think I've stated quite clearly that the discrimination results from the land values, the building itself. You're saying my property is in a class that's similar to other properties right across the street, and it's just not the case. So I am being discriminated against.
I understand the argument. We and as I said, I guess it was your son. Is that correct? Is that
what I heard? Son-in-law.
Did an excellent
job.
He really did an excellent job yesterday with the details of all of the differences. I think the board, when making our decision, was looking at it. I mean, you can look at this as compared to the development. You can look at this as compared to other properties on the lake. You can look at it. In other words, every single home is different in some way, certainly, and there's some uniformity that's they try to apply across them. And then we looked, of course, at the issue of value. Is it being valued over? And I understand you may not have. Well, it looks like you did.
That's on the other property.
Not on this property. It's on the other one. Okay. But on this particular property, I think you only checked classification. But nonetheless, that's fine. We've considered it on discrimination anyway, and we wanted to let you talk on that issue today. Okay,
this is the one that had the discrimination. I didn't say discrimination on the other one because it's not being discriminating. It's being appraised like similar properties down there. It's only the little house,
right?
That's on the postage stamp size lot compared to everything else in there.
Yeah,
and different finishes, interior and exterior, but I realize you don't judge the interior.
All right, well,
coming in and looking at it.
Sure.
But the exterior doesn't have the kind of finishes that make it equal to the other properties that you're comparing it to inside of that development. It's not a C+. If those are C+'s, then this is a D. If this is, say, C+, then the others are B+.
And I don't. And honestly, I don't know how the program, if the program, will D plus and C plus different properties in the same development. I don't know how that program works, but
it does.
And so, from our standpoint, we're just looking to see whether or not they have. If there's some pervasive intent to discriminate against the property. Anything else? No. Okay. Jerry, anything else? All right. Because we went ahead and ruled on it yesterday. We would need a motion to